have something every day.
Okay, let's start. Let's start.
Are you recording now?
So today we'll be talking about learning outcome theories. We'll be talking about what challenges we face during CAS. And so why don't you go first, Marsha?
Okay, so last year I participated in IFP MESOT and I kind of got food poisoning on the second day, so I was kind of weak during the whole week. But because I met so many amazing people, I couldn't really let myself just like be passed away, and I had to like present on the same day a public speaking activity, and I had like a very 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 big stage fright, so I was just like kind of there half dead looking at the people and kind of felt that, oh my god, okay, now I have to pull it together. And with their support we actually had a very very fun and very meaningful activity.
Similarly with like what Masha just said, for me I felt that IFP was probably like the most UWC thing I've ever done, but apart from it like being a really meaningful activity which like really implements and like embodies the mission itself, I feel that at times I did encounter problems, because when you're trying to like make activities work and especially like make it acceptable to a wider audience and just know like maybe your like activity is not going to be suitable for everyone, so it was like kind of tough trying to think through and like trying to see like different perspectives, because it is really hard because it's like when you're doing an individual activity. So
also, in addition to like Wondrek's point, we had like problems with timings, as the timings of the groups were clashing. So we had to be very, very flexible and understanding with each other, which activities put like as a higher priority, which should be taken out. So I think that kind of challenged how our group dynamic as facilitator was working. And I think we were like pretty good with it at the end. Yeah. Drew?